You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode of the Locked On Phillies, Locked On Braves crossover is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. How's it going, everyone? Welcome to yet another Locked On Phillies, Locked On Braves crossover. I, of course, am Dan Wilson. This is Dylan Short, who I'm joined with today as we are previewing, again, the biggest series of the Phillies season. Backs up against the wall, 2.5 games out against the Braves, and 3 games in hand. They do still technically control their own destiny as they travel down to Atlanta and begin their final week of the season. Of course, Fan Appreciation Day was on Sunday, and the only way the Phillies can return to Citizens Bank Park is basically by winning the NL East. We'll get to some wild playoff scenarios. I actually figured out, Dylan, the Phillies' elimination number for the wild card is 1. I believe the Phillies and Braves can actually both still technically win it, as weird as that sounds, but it's become basically only the National League East that they can get. So we're going to get into some playoff scenarios here and then kind of work our way back to the implications of what this season means. Really quickly, the wild card scenario. So the elimination number for the Phillies is 1, and I guess that would mean the Braves, and it's basically this one specific thing would have to happen for the Braves to get it also, which is that it starts with the Cardinals losing out, which again, as you mentioned, it doesn't look like they're ever going to lose a game ever again, so we can just stop this right there. But let's say hypothetically they did and the Phillies won out, and the that would mean the Braves lose these 3 games. And then the Braves would have to win that Monday game in Colorado. That would create a scenario where the Phillies and Braves are tied for first place in the NL East. That game would be played at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, and the loser of that game 163 National League East Championship game would actually be your second NL wild card. So if you followed all that, or you have any belief in that 0.01% chance scenario, there are actually 2 paths to get into the playoffs. But the more realistic one, of course, is winning the National League East. And the two teams, it just so happens the two teams that are competing for it, playing 3 games in Atlanta here. The Phillies lead the current season series 9-7. So they only need to win one of these games to, you know, clinch the season series with the Braves, but that is irrelevant. It is only relevant, really, if the Phillies can find a way to get themselves just to a game 163 with them, and they would host that National League East Championship game. So the Phillies 2.5 games back. Of course, the Braves have 7 games remaining, or at least the potential for 7 games remaining with that potential Monday playoff against the Colorado Rockies. When you look at where the Braves are, again, finishing the season on a homestand, 3 games home against the Phillies, 3 games against the Mets. The Mets aren't going to have anything to play for. The Marlins aren't going to have anything to play for other than being spoiler. The Rockies wouldn't have anything to play for next Monday other than being spoiler. In your mind's eye, what is the minimum games you're comfortable with? Is it 2 out of 3? Are you feeling still good about 1 out of 3? Because even if the Braves find a way to win 1 of 3 in this series, that would leave them a 1.5-game lead entering the weekend, which would mean that for the Phillies, even for them to play that final game, the Phillies have to win 2 of 3, or the Braves win 1 of 3, or the Phillies sweep the Marlins and the Braves win 2 of 3. Like, the Phillies would still have to pick up an additional game this weekend. Obviously, the Braves are in a good spot. They're the odds-on favorite to do it. I still think they will win the National League East. I'm imagining that you do too. But what will you be content with on Friday morning after these 3 games have been played?
I need to see the Braves win 2 out of 3, honestly. I do not want any scenario where the Rockies game is going to decide the fate of the Braves, or even having to rely on the Mets. This is not the season where I want to tempt the baseball gods. It's been rough already. I don't want that at all. If the Braves take 2 out of 3, I'll feel confident that they can get at least 1 out of the Mets. And it's really, the Braves have been horrific against the Rockies, against basically every Rockies pitcher. So I do not want that game to be the deciding thing for the Braves. That would be just the ultimate kick in the groin for this Braves season would be to have the Colorado Rockies ruin your year. Because I think you're right. I think that you have to win the division for the East. I think you have to win the division if you're going to go to the playoffs, because I don't think there's any hope that the Cardinals are going to lose out, not the way they're playing right now. And quite frankly, I mean, that's kind of what I considered going forward. Was I thought it was going to be this Phillies and this Braves season, this series right here, that was going to decide the division. I think that's why both teams are going at it with their three best pitchers. They're throwing their horses. The Braves actually manipulated their rotation around a little bit to make sure that it was Morton Fried, and I believe it's Morton Fried and Ian Anderson, or Morton Fried and Waskar Anoa. They'll figure out game three when they get to it. But it's a tough road to hoe. This is, both of these teams are acting like this is the first round of the playoff set, and they need to have that mindset, because if you don't take two out of three in this one, you're asking the other team to help you out, and neither of these teams should feel very confident about that.
Yeah, I almost feel like the result that will leave neither fan base happy would be if the Phillies win two out of three in this series, because everyone in Philly here is saying the Phillies need a sweep, because that would leave the Phillies a game and a half back. The Braves will be like, there's still a chance for the Phillies, and the Phillies will be like, there's still an outside chance. But neither team will really feel good about their chances. The Phillies fans and I would feel great about a sweep. You would obviously feel great, and Braves fans would feel great about winning two out of three, picking up a game, three and a half. That almost solidifies the division. They would have to lose out. If the Braves win two or three, take the lead to three and a half games, yeah, the Braves would literally have to lose out, and the Phillies would have to win out.
That'd be one of those weird times where the Mets would, like, bring back Jacob DeGrom just to try to pee in the Braves' cornflakes.
Yeah. So I think the Phillies winning two out of three will be the result that leaves neither side, both sides still on edge about what could still happen. Phillies would be hanging on by a thread. Braves not extremely content. But I will tell you something you will be more than content with, and that is get upside. Look, this is Dan Wilson, and I have an incredible app for all the Locked On Phillies, all the Locked On Braves listeners. And it's everyone, frankly, who needs to buy gas. It's called Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and use the promo code BASEBALL. That's, again, BASEBALL. You probably knew how to spell that, but in case you didn't, that's how you spell it for all of my listeners. And you get the bonus 25% per gallon on your first fill-up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Download the app for free. Use the promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 per month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's baseball for 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank.
And speaking of all of that saving money, earning money, doing good things to get your bank account looking right, one of the best ways to do that, one of the most fun ways to do that, is to put a little bit of money on your sporting endeavors. We are in the final week of the baseball season with a chance for either one of these teams to spoil a lot of people's betting slips. And where do they make those betting slips? On betonline.ag. With baseball getting ready to head into the playoffs, there is no better place to go and place some money down on some lines, whether it's you want to make a quick run at some division winners, maybe you want to take the Phillies to beat the Braves out in the division. You can find just about any line you need, whether it's from a beginner all the way on through expert levels. BetOnline.ag has you covered pretty much across the board. Really cool user interface, fantastic customer service. If you want a particular line, you don't see it on there, all you got to do is email the guys, and they'll set up a line for you. It is that fantastic. They are the number one spot for all pro and college sports betting, horse racing, MMA, you name it, it's on betonline.ag. And if you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you're going to get a nice surprise when you make that initial deposit. What is that surprise? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Do you know why? Because I want you to go there and do it yourself. Go to betonline.ag, sign up with the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll figure out what that is. I'll give you a little hint, though. They're going to give you some free play money. And this is the right time to do it. The NFL's in full swing. College football's in full swing. We got basketball about to get started back up again after like a two-week break, which is all they get. Baseball's about to head into the greatest time of year. This is not the time that you want to be sitting on the sidelines. Put your money where your mouth is with betonline.ag today.
Let's dive into this series specifically. And again, you know, we hit on some playoff scenarios there, but the pitching matchups for the series, previewing how we think this might go. And I also have a gripe with how the Phillies are currently laying out their pitching rotation. I wanted to start with that, which is that you had mentioned that the Braves had lined up their rotation exactly how they want it. So in my opinion, the number two starter for the Phillies right now, if they were to find themselves in a playoff series, and right now this basically is their version of a playoff series, needs to be Ranger Suarez. I mean, this guy has just been pitching out of his mind lately. On Saturday, I know it's the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they're a glorified minor league team, some would say. He goes out there, throws a complete game, less than 100 pitches, a Maddox, as some called it. And this guy has a 1.45 ERA on the season. Talk about the definition of a gamer, one of my favorite baseball cliches. This guy's gone from a middle reliever to the closer to now being a starter who's like the anti-Spencer Howard. You can just stretch him out. Apparently can go all nine innings, has no cap on his season. And if you want any idea of how long this baseball season has been, Ranger Suarez has literally pitched in every single role you could have asked him to and pitched really, really well, to the point where he's the Phillies' second-best starter. And you have to ask yourself, would the Phillies even be in this position without Ranger Suarez just emerging right before our very eyes? He last pitched on Saturday. Thursday would be full 4 days rest. They, of course, had an off day on Monday. So if you're keeping the rotation lined up and making no adjustments, it would be Kyle Gibson in the Thursday game. Dylan, that Ranger Suarez is definitely better than Kyle Gibson. He's definitely better than Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola, I get it's going to go on Wednesday. You can't move him up that much. But especially if the Phillies win these first two games and Joe Girardi elects to not throw Ranger Suarez in this game, I don't know if they're just trying to see how the series goes. It really shouldn't matter. I don't know what you're saving him for. But especially if that happens, I've been incredibly critical of Girardi and this team throughout the course of the season. If the Phillies have a chance to sweep or at the very least win this series and don't pitch Ranger Suarez on Thursday, I think it is a massive mistake. And on top of that, he's a lefty. And of course, we know the Braves have some massive lefties in their lineup.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to go with Gibson. I mean, they made the trade at the deadline to get Gibson for that reason.
I don't care.
I'm with you on that. I think that too many times managers get caught up in who they want to be in a certain position rather than who's shown you that they earned it. And I think that both of our teams have to deal with that quite a bit, which is what we've been talking about with Will Smith the whole time in Braves country, who has no business being the guy who's in your highest leverage situation. I'd have to look up. I don't know how Suarez has done against the Braves. Again, though, you don't really want to look at past numbers too much. It doesn't tell that much of a story if it's not supremely recent. But Gibson is just not that good. Gibson is just not good. And for the Phillies, I think that's the bugaboo. When you're trying to figure out, like, what do the Braves do a lot better than the Phillies? Well, it's the starting rotation. And while Charlie Morton has been fantastic, Max Fried has been on another planet in the second half. Since he came off the IL, Max Fried has just been... He's had two Maddoxes in a row. I mean, it's insane. He's been every bit of what Braves fans and myself in particular, as one of the main Max Fried guys around here, thought that he would be or could be coming into this season after last year. This is the type of Max Fried that made me send out that tweet early in the year saying that Max was going to be better than Nola. It took him a little bit to get to that spot, but I'm glad he finally did.
Nola certainly held up his end of the bargain in proving you correct. Yeah.
I do think that the sticky substance might have, and I don't want to cast aspersions, but for a guy like Nola, it would seem like it would be beneficial. And I don't even know if it was sticky substance, because a lot of these guys, it wasn't the tar or the spider tack. Baseball said no to any of it. And for most of these guys, it was sweat and rosin, which has been a staple forever for guys, and for guys like Max, by the way. I'm not just going to hunt the Phillies on this one. Max, I will 100% guarantee you Max was a guy that used sweat and rosin or sunscreen and rosin in order to kind of coat his fingers a little bit and prevent himself from getting blisters. Noel the same way. Guys that rely on high spin breaking balls that have really late break, I will guarantee you they have something that would allow them to grip the ball a little bit harder without having to put any extra force on that forearm. And for some guys, because it was just taken away without any real ramping up, some guys are going to take a little bit longer to adjust. I still think Aaron Nola is a fantastic pitcher. I think he's an extremely talented guy. He still has one of the best curveballs in baseball. But he's had a really bad year, and he's had a really bad second half. And that's the one area of this game. Game two is where I feel the most comfortable as a Braves fan. Now, to be fair, Max hasn't really been all that good against Philadelphia. Bryce, you know, you'd think that Max wouldn't struggle so much against Philly. I know there's a lot of right-handed bats in that lineup, but Bryce Harper, the main bat in that lineup, is lefty. Now, it doesn't really matter if you're right-handed or left-handed. Harper can still take you deep at any opportunity. But it is a different level of Max right now, and I think Max currently, as it stands, has actually been the best Braves pitcher in the second half. Especially now that Wascar's kind of slowed down a little bit. He's kind of hit some innings, getting close to 100 innings, which he hasn't done very often in his career. He's looked a little bit worn down his last couple times out there. Ian Anderson looked really good his last time out. I would assume Ian takes his role as the number three back in this series. I still don't know quite how they're going to shake it out. But that's the matchup. That's what makes game one so important, really, for both squads. Because if the Braves are able to beat Zach Wheeler and take game one, then you feel really confident about winning at least one of the next two with whoever you're throwing out there. Whether it be you feel really good about throwing Max out there. Although we've seen Nola dominate the Braves this year too. If you're the Phillies, you need this game one because you don't want to have to rely on Nola and Kyle Gibson to win the next two games. You need this game one just as much as the Braves do. So that makes tonight game one. Makes it the most important game of the series. And I think game one generally is the most important game anyway, but there's a little bit of added extra specialness to this game one. So it is going to be a very, very close-knit game. I think this is going to be a very tight game. I don't think either team is going to score a whole lot. This is going to be one where I think it might actually come down to the bullpens.
Which is never a good sign for the Phillies.
For either of these teams.
Yeah, that is fair. Really quickly, just because I know we have to get another ad break here. I just, regardless of how Suarez is pitched against the Braves, again, the sample size isn't huge. He hasn't been a starter for, relatively speaking, all that long. Many of his appearances early in the season were as a reliever. If I was lining up a playoff rotation right now, he just is my second best pitcher. Like, regardless of what his numbers look like, regardless of the fact that he's a lefty, I think that's just like icing on the cake. He's better than Aaron Nola has been, and he's better than Kyle Gibson has been. So what is the reason to not have him? We'll talk about more on that and these, just previewing all of these games and again what these games will mean for both of these teams. Braves with a chance to solidify the National League East, and the Phillies playing for their playoff lives down in Atlanta this week. Before we get into any of that, I have to tell you about rockauto.com. This episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. With the ever increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all of the parts you need in that traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brands their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rockauto.com is a family business serving the do-it-yourselfers for more than 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every kind of customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to all of your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked on in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Green Room. Green Room, brought to you by Spotify. Spotify Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you're in. You can talk with me, you can talk with Dan, other fans, athletes, insiders, all in real time about your favorite team or sport. We host rooms every week here on the Locked On Podcast Networks. We have the Braves ones, Phillies ones, all sorts of ones. And you can finally join in on the conversation for the shows that you listen to every single day. You can be part of the show. It's the perfect app to get in on. It's very easy, very simple. It's free to download. It's a lot of fun. You can link your Twitter to it. And you can follow along with your favorite hosts and shows so you can be kept up to date whenever a new one drops. It's a perfect place to start or join conversations about your favorite league or any league, really. If you're trying to figure out some new things, there's no better way to do that than to get right to the source where a bunch of fans are talking about it. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and, of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me or any of the other Locked On hosts whenever they host their own locker rooms or green rooms, as we used to call them. You can follow Locked On Braves one. You can follow Locked On Phillies. You can follow Locked On Padres and our boy Javi Pena. You can follow all of them. Make sure you join on every single week. Keep your eye updated. Follow along on your Twitter feeds, and you will see whenever a new room is opening. Go download the app for free. It's on iOS and Android. Make your profile, link your Twitter, and join your favorite league group for all the latest updates. You can follow me. on Dylan X Short. I know you won't want to miss any of it. Planning on doing a live this week, probably Thursday around 9 p.m. Can't wait to hear my thoughts on the Braves and hopefully a playoff-bound Atlanta Braves. We'll see you there on Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk about sports.
One last thing I wanted to get to in comparing these two teams, and we will get into each of the pitching matchups, and we'll each give our predictions for how this series and how this season really finishes out for both teams and in the National League East. The Phillies and one of the biggest things that I've been frustrated with, and you know, you can point to 34 blown saves, even though I think it's a little bit of a misleading stat because a number of those blown saves have come in games in the same games, or they're games that they've come back and won, whatever the case is. It doesn't mean like, well, those are 34 games that you could just flip and they would be incredible, right? So what's really been more frustrating to me, and this is based upon my expectations, in addition to Aaron Nola, who's been disappointing, had expectations, a lot of conversation early in the season and dating back years that he is an ace, and he has just emerged as, frankly, not an ace, closer to a number three pitcher here this season. The expectations I had for this offense based upon a season ago and the amount of games that they have just gone silent and really just turned into average or mediocre in. And it has really cost the Phillies when playing in series against teams that they should absolutely take advantage of and they don't. The biggest one, and kind of just a dichotomy for the entire season, is that the Phillies went to Arizona in the middle of August and lost all three games. And last week, the Braves go there and they blew the one game, but won three out of four, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then you look to right after the trade deadline, right after they acquire Kyle Gibson, it literally took Kyle Gibson to salvage a series on a Sunday in Pittsburgh because they lost two out of three there. And they lost two series to the Rockies this year. And they still struggle against the Marlins, never seem to be able to beat them. And the list goes on and on and on. The fact that they have, like, again, as I mentioned, they've actually been a little bit better in these head-to-head matchups with the Braves here this season, and they still continue to struggle against the quote-unquote easy teams in all of Major League Baseball, and we know how easy their schedule, how much was made of their easy schedule down the stretch of the season beginning in August, and that they just don't find ways to, they've gone silent one too many times, is my overall point. And the Braves have just been better at taking care of series, especially down the stretch of the season here, against teams that they need to beat. Like, those teams are on everyone's schedule, especially late in the season when they've got nothing to play for. I was happy that the Phillies, you know, kept themselves in it by beating up on the Orioles and the Pirates, who the Pirates are playing cornhole in their own bullpen. The Orioles, you know, are just going through the motions. They have a 100-loss season here and are just trying to finish out their year. And they struggled to win two out of three from the Orioles, and they played pretty handily against the Pirates. But those are the games that you should win. If you want to be taken seriously as a playoff team, those games you have to win. And the fact that they are going to have their first winning season in 10 years, assuming they win one of these remaining six games, which I do believe they will, they were a really, really bad team for years. But even in the more recent years where they've gotten better, a lot of times they struggle against these bad teams. And it's just really, really frustrating. I know baseball is random, but it's just inexcusable to lose two out of three, three out of three, whatever the case is, against teams who are throwing out, in some cases, like back into the rotation starters, guys who they're just giving spot starts from the minor leagues. And I guess you could say that they've handled the Washington Nationals really well so far this season, but I feel like there's so many more games the Phillies should and could have won than the other way around.
And that kind of feels like the story of the Phillies for the last few years. They've been struggling with the Marlins for the last couple of seasons now. It's actually one of the reasons why the Marlins were able to sneak into the playoffs last year. So even though the Marlins were a pretty big disappointment this year, they were still able to beat up on the Phillies. That's kind of the thing that the Braves generally tend to struggle with at least one of the teams in the East. And they were struggling with Washington before Washington sold everybody. They've struggled with Philadelphia at times, and other times they'll put them away. It's kind of weird. But I do think that's one of the things that's helped the Braves this season, because this has been almost a bizarro Braves team where they've actually been better on the road than they have at home. And when you look at the way that this schedule was set up. One, I don't understand why the Braves never get to actually start at home. It always annoys me that every opening day the Braves are on the road. But you should have felt going in that the Braves had a little bit of an advantage because they get to finish out at home. Well, it actually turns into a little bit of a disadvantage because the Braves really haven't played that well at Truist this year. They've been much better. They've been the much better team on the road. And that's just another little layer of this that they're going to have to figure out. Can the Braves, for one week, just be the team that they were last year at home? Just give a little bit of shade to 2020. I know we don't look on 2020 very fondly, but this is one of those areas where I'm like, hey, please just be like the team you were last year. For the Phillies, I think no matter who loses this division, both fan bases are going to find themselves very upset. You're going to be able to point to not just one or two games, but be able to point to at least 5, 6, 7, 8 different games and say, this game right here is the reason why we didn't win the division. And it's going to be something that's going to make, it should, I don't know if it will, but it should make for some uncomfortable seats for either manager or front office staff should either one of these teams not lock it up. Now for the Phillies, it's going to help that they weren't expected to make the postseason. But anytime you get this close to being there, you leave yourself open for some very unflattering questions.
All right, let me get your take on this series and how this final week plays out here. As we mentioned, maybe the biggest game of the entire series. We got Wheeler Morton going tonight, got Nola Fried going on Wednesday, and currently scheduled to be Kyle Gibson against Ian Anderson on Thursday, even though I think the Phillies should absolutely move up Ranger Suarez into that slot. How does this series play out, but more importantly, how does this final week play out? Do the Braves need to play that game against the Rockies? I'm assuming you think they win the division. By how many games, and when do they clinch this thing up?
So I think they'll take 2 out of 3. I think they'll beat Nola, and I think they'll beat Gibson. I'm not that confident about tonight. If the Braves win tonight, I think they sweep. But I think if the Phillies win tonight, I still think the Braves take 2 out of 3. I think the Braves are able to take both from. I think the Braves are able to take 2 out of 3 from the Mets as well. They'll drop one game because the Braves don't really sweep anybody. So no, to answer your question, I'm going to say that we don't have to play the Rockies game, and I'm just going to say that because I don't want to play the Rockies game. So I'm going to try to manifest that into the universe. I think the Braves will win the division by probably 2.5 to 3.5 games. I think you'll be sitting right around there. Not too much different than what it's going to be heading into this week. We're going to make a huge deal about this series, about how this is going to be it, and the division's going to end up being clinched by like the exact same measure that it was going into it. I kind of feel like that's the fitting end for 2021.
Yeah, no. I haven't decided how it's going to play out because the Phillies have been just a house of horrors. Truist Park, Lone Depot Park, have not played well in recent years in Atlanta or Miami. I haven't decided whether they're going to win 2 or 3 from the Braves or 2 or 3 from the Marlins. I think they finish this, go 3-3 in this week. I think they finish. I actually had them at 84 wins before this season. I'm going to stick with that. I think they finish 84-78. I think the Braves will win the division by, like you said, a game and a half, 2.5 games. I don't think they'll have to play that game against the Rockies. They probably wrap it up. I'm feeling like Friday or Saturday. And unfortunately, I just think it's going to be this series where the Phillies, or this thing where the Phillies hung on for dear life, and then just finally on Sunday, they're going to play their first quote unquote meaningless game of the entire season. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about this offseason, what that means. But I do agree with you. I have a weird feeling the Phillies are actually going to win 2 of 3 in Atlanta and then win 1 of 3 in Miami. And that's where it gets wrapped up. But I would not be surprised if they lose. If they lose 2 of 3, they're just absolutely done. If they win 2 of 3, they're hanging by a thread to have any realistic shot. If they sweep the Braves, they'll have everyone's attention again, because that would mean they have actually taken the lead in the National League East. And then the entire season comes down to taking care of business in Miami, which still no one will have confidence in. So no one will have a belief that the Phillies will make the playoffs until, at the very least, a game 163 is clinched. That would be a lot of fun from Phillies' perspective. I would certainly sign up for that right now, just because that would mean the Phillies have found a way to come back and made that Rockies game mean something. And the Phillies again would be the ones hosting that game, because if they lose all three here in Atlanta, it's mathematically impossible for them to even win. Or yeah, it's literally impossible. Is it technically impossible? They won out in the Marlins series and the Braves lost out, I suppose. No, yeah, the Braves would have it clinched up. So for any realistic or mathematical shot of the Phillies playing a game 163, they'd have to win the season series with the Braves. That would be really fun for the two of us. I mean, like sitting here the night before that game, it's like a one game playoff that it would come down to. I'd certainly sign up for that. I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. And I think it's going to be yet another season where the Phillies do not make the playoffs, which is disappointing because, again, their opportunity was just so good to do it here this season. But Dylan Short, always a pleasure. We'll all be watching, hanging on every pitch in these three games coming up in Atlanta. And again, maybe the Phillies can find a way to hang on, but I do think the nail gets put in the coffin. Probably not this week, but probably this weekend when they move on to Miami, because I just don't see any realistic way that they sweep the Atlanta Braves, and that's really the only realistic scenario I could see for this happening.
It's certainly going to make for fun watching and fun viewing, and you get the big game right out of the gate tonight. Zach Wheeler, for Braves fans, we are intimately familiar with Zach Wheeler. We know exactly what he can do against us, so I'm not going to be shocked if Wheeler goes like eight innings and gives up like two hits. It tends to be what he does against us. And then Charlie Morton going for the Braves. We'll see if Charlie can access a little bit of that playoff mode a little bit early. That's what the Braves signed up for. And since Charlie has kind of shelved a few pitches and gone primarily fastball curveball, he's been back to being Charlie Morton of old. So it's going to be a fun matchup. I actually think you'll see a very low scoring game. I'm going to predict a three to one victory. I'm going to say the Braves, but I think 3-1 could hold serve for either team tonight. We'll see how it goes, but I'm excited, man.
Well, in short, if people want the Braves perspective and the vibe down in Atlanta during this series, where can people find you, find the podcast, and all that good stuff?
So as always, you can download the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting platforms on Locked On Braves, or you can access the Twitter account at @LockedOn_Braves, or you can just follow along on my personal account, which is @DylanXShort, which is where I'm going to live tweet every Braves pitch basically ever, and I'm going to give you my unfiltered emotional takes.
Of course, you can find Locked On Phillies, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Find me on Twitter at @Dan_Wilson4. And you can find Locked On Phillies on Twitter at @LO_Phillies. Dylan, always a pleasure.
Absolutely, man. We'll reconvene and we'll see where we're at the end of the week. Good luck to you guys. But I hope you lose.
Betting on, yeah, that's for sure. Really quickly, Dylan, before you go, I have to let you know that betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Your daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts.